Welcome to the TaxSell Podcast, where TaxSell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I'm a TaxSell veteran. I am the TaxSell expert. I'm the author of the TaxSell Playbook, founder of the TaxSell Academy, and I am your host right here on the TaxSell Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast episode. This is a completely free podcast, and it's brought to you through and because of the TaxSell Academy. So if you are looking to learn more about investing in tax-filed real estate, including tax liens and tax deeds, and how to make money with these government-mandated programs, make sure you head on over to TaxSellAcademy.com. All right, today I'm going to take you back to the basics for some of you guys. For veteran investors, this episode could serve as a great refresher. But for new investors, for those who have never made a TaxSell investment before, this is the episode for you. I'm talking about the steps to making your very first TaxSell investment. Whether it's tax liens or tax deeds, this episode breaks down every step that you'll need to take. So let's get right to it. The first step, learn. That's right. Learn what you are doing. I get it. It's not all that exciting, but it is so important to have that foundational knowledge before you start investing. Tax lien and tax deed investing is unlike any sort of other investments out there. Many people mistakenly assume that tax deed investing is the same as real estate investing, since you are buying real estate after all. There's quite a few very major differences that often come as a surprise to many new investors. What happens is, in a world full of instant gratification, this is where we see so many issues pop up. People skip this learning phase. I get emails just about every single day from people who skipped this step and they made major mistakes. I literally just read a YouTube comment about 2 minutes before recording this video from an investor who bought a tax deed but had no idea what he was doing. And then he decided he can no longer pay the taxes on that property and he'll let it go back through tax foreclosure. So he spent his hard-earned money on this property, but he ran into some speed bumps along the way, some hurdles, some challenges that he didn't know how to overcome. And long story short, he stopped paying taxes, lost that property, lost his money. It's just a losing deal all around. Now, what he did do, however, is he started to educate himself after he made that first initial bad investment, but he did start educating himself. That's where he found my channel. That's why he made that comment to let me know. This is a tough business to learn on your own. I did it, and it cost me years and years of my life and likely hundreds of thousands of dollars. This podcast, my book, the TaxSell Academy, the resources are there for you to learn from, so please use them. Do not skip this step. It's so important. Learn what you're doing. Number two is to choose an investment type. Are you looking to invest in tax liens or tax deeds? Now, if you are not familiar with the difference, here's the short version. When you buy a tax lien, you are essentially paying the taxes on the property in exchange for a lien against that property. You will typically earn a higher than market interest return, which will be backed by that real estate that the lien is attached to. Now, 90 to 95% of the time, the delinquent taxpayer is going to come back during that redemption window and pay off the lien plus your interest. Now, if they do not take the time or don't have the money or they forget about the property, they just don't want it anymore, and they do not redeem that property, you will then have the ability to foreclose that lien and become the owner of the property. With a tax deed, you're buying the property. So a lien, you're going to make less money, but it'll also require less work since that money will typically go directly to your account or you'll receive a check in the mail upon the redemption of the delinquent taxpayer, which again happens 90 to 95% of the time. Now, if you buy a tax deed, you don't have the privilege of just going out and getting a check out of the mailbox. Instead, You must put forth the effort to sell that property before you realize a return. So again, liens, less money, less work. Deeds, more money, more work, typically. It depends, of course, entirely on your strategy, so make sure you figure out your goal. Many of my Tax Sell Academy members actually invest in both tax liens and tax deeds, but depending on their risk tolerance, their time, their capital, their objectives, they might be a little bit more aggressive in one category instead of the other. Now, once you figure out what you want to invest in, determine where you want to invest. Some states offer tax liens. Some states offer tax deeds. Some do a little bit of a hybrid between the two. You can Google Tax Sell Academy State Guide. Again, Google Tax Sell Academy State Guide. And probably the first link will take you to a color-coded guide that I've produced for every single state. You can then click on the different states for the product or the investment type, tax lien, tax deed, redeemable deed, or hybrid system that you want to invest in. So match it up with the color, click on the state you want to invest in, and it has a whole breakdown on that state for you. Now, of course, inside the Tax Sell Academy, we have a quick reference guide that many of our members choose to utilize instead. But find a state that you want to invest in. If that happens to be your home state, that's great. If not, that's great too. We have this cool thing nowadays called the internet. When you utilize it properly, it will open tremendous doors for you if you take the time to learn how to use it in your tax sell investment business. So don't feel locked into a box. There's so many people out there that think, well, I have to invest in tax liens because I live in a tax lien state, or I can only invest in tax deeds because I live in a tax deed state, or I just hate the area that I live in, but I'm stuck investing here. I don't want to do that. Listen, that's absolutely not true. Do not get stuck into that way of thinking. The internet has completely transformed the tax sell investment business. I've got members in the Tax Sell Academy from thousands and thousands of miles away that do not live in this country investing all over the United States. Now, I've got episodes on choosing the best markets, finding low competition markets, and other approaches, but that is outside of the scope of today's episode. But choose a product type, and then with this step, you're choosing a state to invest in, and don't lock yourself into just the state you happen to live in. Now, after you have found the area that you want to invest in, you need to review the tax sell list. Do not pay for a tax sell list. Instead, type something like Smith County, Texas tax sell into Google and click search. Navigate to their site and find the list on their site. Browse that list to ensure the properties are within your budget and that there is a decent selection and quantity of properties. Then do what I consider a very cursory review. Spend about 2, 3, 4 minutes researching the very, very basics behind 4 or 5 different properties on that tax sell list. And what I typically do is I'll open up the local property assessor's page. I copy and paste in some parcel numbers, see what is on those properties, make a guess at their value, then I'll compare it to the opening bid. The idea here is not really to go deep into your research. The idea here is to just to determine if that particular area is even going to be viable for you to spend the time to research properties that you'll potentially invest in. You know, if you're researching properties and you just have a whole bunch of junk that pops up, that's probably not an area that you want to invest much more time in. And this is a very, very quick, easy process. Of course, this does take into consideration that you went through the first step properly, which is learning what you were doing. If you did that, this will and should become second nature to you and should occur very, very quickly. If the area is lousy, if there aren't any good properties there, or if there isn't a tax sell auction anytime soon, go back to the previous step, select another area, and do it all over again. Now, once you've found an area that you want to invest in, and you've researched the tax sell list just a little bit, the next step is to really start expanding that research and actually research properties as if you're going to buy them. And to properly educate you on the topic of research will take many, many hours. This is not something that you want to just step into and hope for the best. You don't just want to take one glance at the assessor's page and say, yep, that's the property I'm buying, because that is when people make mistakes. It's a very holistic approach. There's a lot of pieces that must come together for a property to be a good investment. The best approach to researching these properties is what I refer to as more or less a funnel type process. Imagine all of the properties from that tax list get dumped into the top of this funnel. Then as you go through the research process, you're eventually pulling all these properties out that don't match certain criteria. And maybe you start with the very basic stuff like, can I afford that property? And the idea is at the end, you're gonna have just the properties that you are able to invest in and that you want to invest in, and you know the prices you wanna pay for those properties, come out to the bottom of this funnel, and those are the properties that you will potentially place bids on. Now, your research is gonna begin with the most obvious red flags, things like properties that are out of your budget, perhaps a specific property type that you do not want to invest in. Maybe there are specific areas in a county that you do not want to invest in. These are all things that you can determine within a few seconds. From there, dig deeper into the property. If it continues to pass all of your criteria, as you work your way deeper and deeper into this funnel, that's fantastic. The entire idea here is to spend as little time as possible on properties that you do not want to invest in. When you do this over time, when you put in the reps, when you learn what you're doing properly, it's a very, very fast process and it's very, very accurate. Now, as part of both your research and the next steps, you need to determine your strategy. There are a lot of different approaches to this business. Some people will buy a tax sale property, remodel it, put it on the market at top dollar. Others will buy a property, turn right around and sell them the very next week to an investor without even touching foot inside of that property. Some people will buy homes, some buy land, some buy anything they can get their hands on. Your strategy is going to dictate what you should be investing in and what you should be paying for the property. So for example, if you're going to buy a vacant lot for $3,000 and you want to sell it at the full market value of say $6,000, the truth is you're not gonna have a whole lot of margin to work with once you clear the title, which will get you that full market value. Something else to note here is that you're going to want lots of extra margin on every single deal, especially when you're starting off. If the margin just isn't there, skip the property, move on. There's thousands of properties sold every single day. Don't get stuck on one specific property. But again, remember, these are tax sale properties. There is no inspection, there's no guarantees, there's no anything when it comes to protecting your capital. The only protection that you do have is the research that you have done and the margin that you have in place to deal with any unexpected issues. And again, your first few deals likely will not be as profitable as you once thought they would be. So make sure you build in a little bit extra margin for yourself. And lastly, all that's left, go to the auction. This is definitely the easiest part of the entire process if you did everything correctly. This outline that we went over today is the same outline I've been using for 20 plus years. It's the outline that most of my Tax Sell Academy members will base their business off of. Now, obviously, there's lots and lots of details inside of each one of these little things, but the point is, once you get this outline down, at this step, you go to the auction, you buy a property, you make money, you go back up to the top of the outline, and you rinse and repeat, and you do it all over again. Now, I do want to make a point to note that you should not expect success at your first auction. This is a numbers game. So the more of this entire process that you do and you apply it to as many different markets as possible, the better your results are going to be. The investor who goes to one auction has a pretty slim chance of success compared to the investor that goes to 100 auctions. There are levels to this game, and much of it revolves around the quantity of properties that you see get auctioned off, which is the result of how many times you've followed the process that we discussed today. More of this process, more auctions, more properties, more success, more money in your bank account. That's the way it works. That's all I've got for you today, folks. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do me a huge favor. Leave some positive feedback on whatever podcasting or video platform you are listening or watching us on right now. These are free episodes, of course. I don't charge a membership or listening fee or anything like that. But your positive feedback truly helps us out in the podcasting world, and it might even serve to pay it forward to somebody who learns about this incredible business simply because you took the time to tap that thumbs up button, that five-star review, or to even leave a positive feedback comment. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, be sure to check out all the links in today's show notes, including the one to our step-by-step training academy at taxsellacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.